Good morning. It's Friday, the 8th of October, and I want to say good morning to the entire church family who are listening in this morning. And on this morning, we come to the end of this short 5-verse psalm, yet it is so filled with life instruction of how to praise and worship God. It has invitations for all the people of the world to know God and to worship Him. It helps us to praise and worship God with thanksgiving and in gratitude for all He has done in our own life. Let's read all the verses of the psalm together again. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. Now the final verse of the psalm answers the question, why should I worship? And the answer is, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation. The Passion Translation says, for Yahweh is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you. He is so kind that it will astound you, and He is famous for His faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for He keeps His promises to every generation. Wow! That's why we worship Him every moment of the day. Everything we undertake to do, from everyday household chores or gardening, to driving in peak hour traffic, to attending long and sometimes boring meetings, or listening to a devotion teaching. How we work for an employer, or how we work and behave at school or varsity. Everything can be done as if it is worship to our God. And so here we see there are three primary reasons to worship. Firstly, God is good. Then His love is unfailing, and it's forever. And finally, He is faithful to each generation to come. Let's start with God is good. As we acknowledge the goodness of God, the goodness of His grace, His provision, His protection over us, over the goodness of His forgiveness, the goodness of His mercy. There are so many reasons for each of us to come into His presence, singing, shouting joyful words of praise in gratitude for our God's goodness. There is no other God like our God. He is kind and merciful and loving and good. The gods of this world are not in this way. Sometimes they can be cruel and unfeeling, judgmental in their treatment of their followers. But our Father God is so good, He was prepared to send His only Son to this earth as a demonstration of sacrificial love, so that each person who believes and trusts in Him will be with God forever. And you know, we sing this incredible song, Good, Good Father. And we play the song with these amazing lyrics. But we also need to visibly live out this truth each day. The second part of why God is good is His unfailing love continues forever. Psalm 106 verse 1 also says, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Now in Psalm 136 verse 1 and 106 verse 1, the phrase found in Psalm 100 verse 5 is repeated again and again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. God's devoted love persists always. The absolute truth is that his love is unchanging. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Psalm 89 verse 2 says, I know that your love will last for all time, that your faithfulness is as permanent as the sky. The incredible love of God is so good that he gave his only Son, that we may have life with him forever. And he did this while we were still sinners. See, God saw a goodness in each one of us. He saw goodness in his creation. And so he paid the price so that we could be fully restored to a relationship based on love, not one based on performance and punishment with him. God's love is so good that I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, says Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. And the third thing is that his faithfulness continues to all generations. Because God shows us his faithfulness through the Bible by using his covenantal promises. From the beginning of his relationship with his chosen people, Israel, God has provided his people with a covenant, a vow, a promise, and he has always been faithful to the terms of those covenants, even if his people haven't been. Now in the new covenant, all the people of the world are included in his promises and can see, know, and experience the unshakable, unyielding, and absolute commitment of Father God to his people, his children, our family. God's goodness, love, and faithfulness give all the people of the world very good cause to sing his praises and to worship him. And so we praise and worship God because he is good. He is faithful, and his love is unchanging. And so, Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us each day, your incredible love that accepts us as we are, and your unchanging love and faithful to us, and your unchanging love and faithfulness to us, your children. Amen. And I pray you have a great weekend, and we come together on Sunday filled with an excitement, an exuberant joy to give God praise and to worship him. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. I